Michelle and Malachim Tzvita's friends, giving this shir l'li nishmas Rav Tzadik v'Hagon Shlomo Karlbach, Shlomo ben Rav Yosef Tzvi, who was the Mashkiach in the Sifta de Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, and he was nifter a few days ago. Fortunately, his father was the last Rav in Kilas Ahu Altuna Hamburg in Landsbeck in Germany, and he lost his parents in the Holocaust. He lost his younger sisters, Ruth, Naomi, Sarah, who killed on Kiddush Hashem on the 8th of Nisan in 1942. So sad. But the Baruch Hashem, Shlomo was saved, and we're zochah to have this incredible Torah. So when we already had a shir, we saw what the dialogue between Moshe and Adam HaRishon. And now we are going to continue and learn about the dialogue between Noach and Moshe. And this is again based on the Sefer Maskil L'Shlomo on the Shvatim and Shiftei Yishuvim. It's Maskil L'Shlomo on Tzmachos, it's Maskil L'Shlomo on Moadim, it's Maskil L'Shlomo on Chamisha Chamshei Torah, five volumes, and there's also Maskil L'Shlomo on the Shvatim. This is the Sefer on the Shvatim. It says in the Torah, V'zois HaBracha Asher Berach Moshe Yesh Elokim, and Chachamim say, what's V'zois HaBracha? That's what it means in the Pasuk. Rabo Isbanos Asuchoyo Ve'at Olis Al Kulana. Many girls have done valorously, been very successful, but you are greater than them all. Who is greater than them all? This is talking about Moshe. Moshe was greater than everybody. Therefore, he's worthy of giving the bracha. Says the Medrash, Noach says to Moshe, I'm greater than you. I was saved from the Dor HaMabul. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm greater than you. Because you saved yourself. You didn't save your generation. I saved myself. I saved my generation. Who were Schai of Kloya, the Ego. We were Chai of Misa after the Cheda Ego. Minayin. Shenamar ve'inachem al Hashem al ha'ra'a asher diber ve'asos la'amo. Kadosh Baruch Hu reconsidered about the evil that he was going to, that he said to do to his nation. Moshe l'man devil doime. This can be compared to two ships, and they were two captains. One saved himself and didn't save his ship, and the other saved himself and saved his ship. Who do you save? Who do you praise? Not to the one who saved himself and his ship. Noach, you only saved yourself. Moshe saved himself and his generation. That's the Medrash Chachamim. So obviously, a Medrash Hazel Omer Darsheni. The common denominator between Noach and Moshe is Mefursim in the Torah. They were both in generation. That means Mischai of Kloya. That was supposed to be destroyed. And they were both saved. But Noach, only himself was saved. He didn't save his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu, God promised him a great nation is going to come from him. And he said, I'm not interested. I want you to save the Jewish people. What was the tefillah of Moshe? Zechor l'Avraham l'Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbat lahem bach. Bagmara. Pirshu kavanat Moshe b'tfila zo. Moshe Rabbeinu says, remember Abraham, remember Isaac, remember Jacob, your servants. The Gemara darshins and says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, if a chair that has three legs, in other words, three avos, can't stand before you when you're angry, a chair with one leg, meaning me, certainly not. And not only that, but I'll be embarrassed from my avos. They're going to say, look at what a leader you had. He only cared about himself and not about the people. So had Moshe Rabbeinu not davened, we would have said, Chas v'shalom, that he's okay with this gzeira. And this is like he wanted gedula for himself. That's the Gemara says. Bigesh gedula la'atzma. So he stood up and he davened, not Noach. Noach lo espal over Dora. He was makabel the gzeira. And it's like he was asking the gedula for himself. And he got it. It's what do we call all the goyim? B'nei Noach. Not B'nei Adam. Well, they're also B'nei Adam, but in Chazal, we talk about Gentiles, we call them B'nei Noach. So he got the gedula. Parashas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu chazers on what happened in the Maisa Egel. And what was Nigzar on Klal Yisrael. And if you look there, you'll find that the Lashon of Sefer Dvorim is different than the Lashon of Parashas Kisisa. In Dvarim chapter 9, it says, Herif mimeni v'ashmide. Let me be, and I'll destroy them. I'll erase their name from under the heavens. And I'll make you a great nation. Parashas Kisisa, there it says that Hashem said to Moshe, Anichali, let me be, Vayichar api v'hem v'achali. And I'll get angry and I'll destroy them. And I'll make you a great nation. So the meimadim, the dimensions of the gzeira, are different. Dvarim is herif mimeni v'ashminim v'emches shmom mitachas ha-shamayim. Doesn't say emches shma mitachas shemayim in parashas kisisa. And in parashas kisisa it says ve'ese oscha l'goy gadol. Here it says ve'ese oscha l'goy gadol atzum v'rav mimenu. So the Jews come out a lot worse in Ekev than in kisisa. So it's not chas v'shalom mistira. Just in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the miturgaman. He's translating what Hashem said. He's explained the Klal Yisrael, what God meant. And that's all of Mishnah Torah. So in Parashas Kisisa, he doesn't say a lashon of herif mimeni. He says hanichali. So he says herif mimeni, that's what God means, hanichali. In Parashas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu says v'ashmidein, and in Kisisa, it says v'achalein. So that's an explanation. I'll get angry. That's what it says in Kisisa. So in Ekev it says, I'll erase your name from under the heaven, and I'll make you a great nation. He's explaining what God meant. So we'd like to be focus on is the Chiddush of Emches Shema Mitachas HaShemayim, not mentioned in Kisisa. What does that mean? It means that maybe they're not going to be called anymore B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And even the Shem Yisrael, that's also going to be erased. Their shame is going to be erased. Mechia Shema. And that's more than Stop Charon Af. They're not going to be called after Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're going to be erased. And what name are they going to have? Chorer B'nai Moshe. That's awesome. So Moshe Rabbeinu is now going to be eternal. Everyone's going to be called B'nai Moshe. I like that. I like my name on the building. Ah. Oh, look. They're all my Talmidim. They're all B'nai Moshe. Wow. Choshev. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that. Vayechal Moshe is P'nai Hashem Aleikav. Mamish got sick over it. He wasn't interested in this gedula. And we see the Chavoy Naf of Parshas Kisisa was going to be Oiker Shem Yisrael. That's we're no longer going to be Miyuchas to the three of us, like we see in the Gemara. And until now, there were Miyuchas to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say that now they're only going to have one leg, meaning they're not going to be miyuchas to the Yavis anymore after this Kseira. So you can answer, ask Mechitesi, even when they're miyuchas to Moshe, they're still going to be miyuchas to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because Moshe descended from Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The answer is no. They're going to break, that's going to be broken. They're not going to be miyuchas anymore to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, just to Moshe. And that's only one leg. And one leg can't stand. It's not going to be four legs, Moshe and the Yavis. They're going to be cut off from the Yavis. It's going to be Moshe. And that's talk with the Maharal says in the Gur Aryeh. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in that Gedula. And then he called the name Moshe. So we have by the Cheda Ego, we have Mida Keneged Mida. That the Gzeiro of Achalim Vashmidei Memchaz Shmam is Mida Keneged Mida in the Cheda of Maisa Ego. In Parashas Chukas, Torah's Mitzvah and the Mitzvah of Parah Aduma, and Rashi brings Miyasod Shal Moshe Darshan, from Moshe Darshan, that there was a son of a Shifcha, who dirtied the palace of the king, and he said, let the mother come and clean it up. So to let the para, the mother, come and clean up the eagle, the calf. Maral says in Gur Aryeh, Namayin para duma, shimet teheres tumas meis, chapra meis eagle, ma kesha. So he says, I'm quoting him, Now for the Cheda Ego, we're supposed to live forever. Matan Torah was living forever. Eitz Chaim, Eitz Chaim in the Machazikim Ba. Memela, the Cheda Egel brought death to the world. And Tumas Meis, Tara Mitumas Meis, is supposed to clean that up. Cleans up the Maisa Egel. Cleans up the death. When they sinned with the Egel, they brought death to the world. And then he continues and he says, this Indian of the mother, the Mechaber and Maisa Egel, in other words, the Par Aduma for the Egel, is that Kikashir Chatu Vasu Egel Siba Vaschola. They made the Egel Aschola. But it's not Aschola. In other words, the egel, the calf, comes from the paro. But they wanted the egel. In other words, the egel was there on its own. The egel doesn't need the paro. They didn't go to the source. So the tire is to go back to the source. You go to the paro and you say, there's no egel without a paro. There's no us without Hashem. And look at the world and say, look what the world does, like these people who believe in evolution. They say evolution, I'm saying, you hear the things evolution did. Evolution is like the biggest genius in the history of the world. Not only a genius, but it's a god. because it did trillions of things to make it that we can exist. Like, how did evolution know to do that? Like, how did evolution know to develop a heart and develop eyes and develop ears and develop a nose? But God just woke up in the morning and says, this is really weird. I'm so unevolved. Let me evolve some eyes so I can see where I'm going. Oh. Let me evolve that. Punkt. Everybody at the same time evolved eyes. So they're making something that's not a haschala, haschala. There's a God that made man. There's a God that had everything worked out. There's a God that gave us all the capacity to survive and exist, flourish. So you need to go back to the power, you need to go back to the source, and not to the outcome. The uproot is bad machshava. We're not a siva la'atzmai. We Hashem is the siva. Hashem is the siva kol ha'sivas. It's like the Chevet Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that they started attributing powers to the sun and the moon, and then they say, hey, you're God. And we weren't supposed to die after Matan Torah. We were connected to the Makor HaChayim. And then we did the Paraduma, we disconnected ourselves to the Makor HaChayim. And then when we did the Ego, we disconnected ourselves from the source of life. And now by the Paraduma, Mitar, Mitumas, Misa, because we reconnect ourselves to the source of life. And that's the Tara. What was the Chayr Adam Arisha? He detached the pre from the eitz, v'tikach mipirya. In other words, he was detaching the pre from its source, and that's at the same time he was detaching himself from the Rabbanu Shalom. He was a koifer be'ikr. He was disconnecting himself from the source. So what happens when you detach a fruit from the tree? It rots and it dies and it gets rotten. It smells. Whenever there's death, there's a bad smell. Like that person, a carcass, a cadaver. Feces also is what's perish menachai. It's no longer life. So when you detach the fruit from the tree, so that symbolizes man being detached from the source, from God, and in the melee we die. That's why we die. We get old and we die. We shouldn't. We should be fresh, like Moshe Rabbeinu was completely connected. He was fresh till the end. We spoke about it in the previous year. So God said they want to detach themselves from the source. They went to the ego. It's okay. They're going to lose their source. They're not going to be miyuchas to. They're not going to relate to the Elvis anymore. Let me destroy them. Make you a great nation. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zechol Avram Yitzchak Yisrael Avadecha Shemushbat Elam Bach, but Tedaber Leam Arbed Zarachem Kekochvei Hashemayim." He was asking for the office. If the sins, if the children sin, what do the avos do? When you're uprooting the children, and the avos are going to lose their children. And then the avos would have said, well, Moshe would have been so embarrassed. The avos said, is this a leader? He wanted the gedula for himself, and he wasn't the fakir shrachim. Not only was he harming the children, he's harming us. But we're not going to have children anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu's job is to connect. Connect us back to the Avos. Connect us back to our source. Because if the Jews are destroyed, then they're going to lose their yichus to us. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, to connect to the Avos. So Moshe Rabbeinu has a good stark taina. I saved myself and my generation. Noach only saved himself. Now everyone's a ben Noach. I don't want everyone to be a ben Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was meishiv leivavas al banim leibanim al avaisim. And that's why it says Gevaldik in Sefer Tehillim, in the 106th chapter. V'yasu ega b'chor v'yishtachu l'masecho v'yamiris kavoidim etav nisharach al esav. They made this ego, and it would have been destroyed if not for Moshe. Moshe stood in the breach, And he turned away Hashem's anger, kiviyachol. Amazing. Amish, amazing. You have to remember that the argument between Noach and Moshe is not stam a competition. Who's greater? But who's going to give the bracha? Who's v'zois ha-bracha asher berach Moshe? And they're having an argument. Who's right to give a bracha? Maral says bracha is beis is 2. Reish is 200. Chaf is 20. They're all double the previous. That's what a bracha is. A bracha is double. A bracha is also sheni la'av. What's the makar? The makar is the aleph. And from the aleph comes the beis. What's the makar? The yud. In single units, single digits, it's one. That's the source of 2. 20 in double digits, what's the source of 20? 10. And what's the source of resh? 200? Kuf, 100. That's what a bracha is. It starts at the source and then it expands. It expands further beyond the source. That's the idea of the bracha. As you connect to the source, you tap into the source, and then you get blessed. That's the Beis Reish Chaf. We see this in the Nusach HaBrachas. We go to the source. The Pasuk says, Anoisi en lechem chol basar. But the Nusach of the Brachas, Anoisi lechem en haaretz. Because we get back to the earth, to the source. That's our job. You get back to the Makor, and then you get the Bracha. That's really the greatest bracha. The greatest bracha. That's Eliyahu HaNavi's job. He should levavas albanim lebanim alavoisim. On bracha lasid lavo. It's going back to your source, to your parents. Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing us back to the source of the avos. Otherwise, had Am Yisrael been destroyed, they wouldn't have been related to the avos anymore, as we see from the Gemara. And therefore, he's the one giving the bracha because he brings things back to the source. That's the Beis Reish Chaf, the double, that's Sheni L'Makar. That's the second after the source, after the Aleph Yud and Kuf. Connects it to the source, and everybody brings bracha, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, so I'm more roy to make a bracha, than you. Because you didn't bring things back to the source, to Adam, now that everyone's called a Ben Noach. And that's Kal Yisrael, Zakeli van Veil, Akavir Memen, Loani Tchilas Kedusha Asi. Akedusha. Uchzekas Vomedesli Akedusha Velukusai, Alai Mimei Avoisai. I'm not the beginning of Kedusha. It starts from the Abbas. Zakeli, but this is my God, I'll glorify him. Elokai Avivar Omemen. The God of my father. It doesn't start with me. I'm not Tchilas Akedusha. Hemat Vekim, Bashem Elokechem, Chaim Kulchem Ayom. You have to go back to the source. You disconnect yourself from the source, Achen Ka'adam Temusim. We die. Rabbos Banas Asuchayel Va'at Alis Al Kulana. You're the greatest. You're Mr. Allah Al Kol. He's the Goel Rishon. In the Mele, he does the same job as the Goel Achron. Because he's also going to do his Eliyahu Navi, he's going to Vaheshiv Le'Vavis Al-Banim Le'Banim Al-Avaisim. So Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. He reconnected us to Rabbis. Mamela, he's the most right for bracha. To give the bracha. Incredible. Beautiful. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next offering in this series, we have Avraham Avinu conversing with Moshe. And Yitzchak Avinu conversing with Moshe. Exciting, exciting materials. Please stay tuned. It's Moiradik. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom.